Hello, this is James.
Hey, James, this is Sam.
Hello. Yes. Hi there. Hello? Hello?
Hey, do you hear me?
Yeah, I'm with you. Yes, I'm here.
Right. Sorry for that, right? Okay, so I got your email related to the retailer page, right? So let me take that, add all the states there, right? Let me pick the retailer page. And second email I have received today, again, about the Google page, that is the GMB, Google My Business, right?
For
the Google page, right, we have already requested, and it takes a little time, right? And one more thing, you need to verify me the address, because the GMB needs the address. So can you let me know the address, where, like a location of the store location or whatever location you want to show on your Google business?
Of my address?
Whatever address would you like to show there, because Google My Business needs the address, you know?
Okay. I'll email you the address. Yes.
All right, and make sure you will provide me the correct address, because you will receive a code from the Google by the billing.
Okay.
Fine. So Google will send you the code. Once you receive that code, you will send it back to me, because that code we need to be added on the Google Maps business backend. So once we will add that code there, then your business will be verified by the Google. You provide me the address, I will go ahead and upload that address there as well, right? And you will receive a code from the Google. Once you have that, you will share with me. And I don't know when they will share the code with you, because it takes time, 1 week or 2 weeks, to share the code at your billing address. So
you
need to wait for that, right? And the second second thing is that orders you are not receiving, right? That you're saying the order has been placed, but you cannot be able to see that. I just opened your website and the backend as well. So there's the order option. Did you open your backend of your Shopify account or Shopify website?
I went into the website, just the regular Carvalho Couture website.
No. What happened? You just opened your site right now. Can you?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on my phone. I'm on my way to dinner. Yes.
Okay.
I'm not in front of my computer. Yes.
Okay. So let me explain to you, like, how you will see the orders, right? Once you open the admin of your – let's do one thing. What's that? You just write it down, carvalhoquarter.com/admin. So you will put your –
admin.
Yeah. So then once you open it, then you will put your username and password of your Shopify account. And then once you logged in the back end of the site, having an option, orders. Once you click on the orders, then you will see all the orders there.
Yeah, what is the password? I don't have a password to my account.
It's the same password, whatever you put it there.
For what? For Carvalho Couture?
Yes.
I never put a password in for CarvalhoCouture.com.
No. How did you provide me the access for that? You log in the back end of the Shopify, and then you add me as a staff, right?
I added you in Shopify. I gave you permissions. Yeah.
Exactly. In the same way, you go to the Shopify, right? And the Shopify back end having a options layer, like home, order, products, customer, finance, and so on and so on.
So I need to go to my Shopify account,
exactly.
In other words.
And then you click on the order, see all the orders there. Once you click on the order, so there's an option to fulfill the order, create shipping label, fulfill the item. Once you click on the fulfill the item, then you will select the shipping carriers, right? Once you select the shipping carriers, there's an option that the tracking number will be generated as well, then to come back and generate the shipping label as well. So there's there already, right? We have set up all the system. You need to go and select the options from there, okay? And according to email, I recall paying for the shipping calculator since the standard fare has been plugged in, shouldn't Okay. Shipping calculator you're talking about, and you don't want to go with the standard shipping prices, or you want to change those prices?
I paid for a calculator, didn't I? Because I specifically went over this with Chase, and he billed me for the calculator. So, I mean, I can do standard pricing, but then I wouldn't really need that calculator, would I?
No. I'm just, that's why I'm asking you. We already have the calculator there.
Yeah.
I'm just asking you.
Yeah.
So the calculator has a diameters according to the locations, according to the address, according to the mile.
Yes.
So would you like
that's
to,
what I paid for.
Yes.
That's what I paid for.
Simply
yes.
want the same thing, right? Because we just set up we set up the calculator, but we keep it as a standard pricing there, right? No problem. I can change.
Yeah.
So they will be charged. The shipping will be cost according to the what's that. According to miles. No problem. I can change.
Yes.
No,
yes.
Sure.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what I need. Thank you so much. Yeah.
On the retailer page, we are going to dynamic. Google page, I already discussed. Social media page.
Yes. Yeah.
Like what social media page you're talking about?
I paid for a 6-month social media package.
That's perfect, right? I do understand. Yes. So, yes, I just remember that. I only forward your request to social media, but yes, today I got the notification from the social media department. They need Facebook and Instagram username and password because we need to start posting on it, right? So we need your Facebook username and password. So we will go ahead and log in and we will start posting.
Okay. All right. I'll get that over to you right away.
No problem. So all the things only we need to do the one thing was that we need to do retailer partner page. We need to fix it and the shipping calculator. We need to fix that. Okay. And other things.
Exactly. Okay. Perfect.
Google, okay. Put your address and once you receive a code from the Google, then you will provide me. And on the Google My Business, I will use a simple same email, James L. carvelocarture.com and the phone number
.com,
is 404-736528. I will use the same phone number.
Yes.
No
perfect.
That's perfect.
Okay.
Hmm? Anything
else
I can help you with, James?
No. Thank you. We just want a lot of the information on the Google page that's listed on the our story page is basically what we want on the Google page. So anyway, I'll email that over to you. Perfect.
Of course, no problem. And
for
your help, I will create a video tutorial as well that will be help you out how to use the backend of the Shopify, so it will be more easy.
Yes.
Okay, I will create that
okay.
and with you till tomorrow. No problem.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
Anything else, buddy? I can help you.
No, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you so much, James. Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.